Weapons dealer Michael Peter Hishman described each firearm to the court, but told Judge Chinembiri Bunu that some of the weapons were not his. Hishman took the stand on the resumption of the trial of Zimbabwe's Deputy Agricultural Minister designate Roy Bennett, who is facing charges of illegal possession of weapons for purposes of terrorism, banditry, and insurgency. Hishman, the prosecution's star witness, has submitted an affidavit saying he did not want to testify against Bennett. The prosecution alleges Hishman was paid by Bennett to buy weapons to assassinate government officials. Hishman denied having written emails that were produced in court linking him to Bennett. Attorney General Johannes Tumana for the prosecution also made reference to statements Hishman made during his own trial for possessing weapons. A policeman who gave evidence earlier admitted the statements were made under duress. Defense counsel Beatrice Mtetwa argued the statements had no bearing in the case against Bennett. Attorney General Tumana said Hishman might be impeached for giving evidence that contradicts his statements. Trust Maanda, a member of the defense team, explains.
The state was about to tell the court that he is departing from his initial statements, and therefore they wanted, as Mr. Tumana said, to impeach him. That is to have his evidence discredited.
The judge is expected to make a ruling on whether the statements are admissible when the trial resumes Wednesday. Bennett's party says the charges are politically motivated. President Robert Mugabe has refused to swear him into office until he is cleared of the charges. Hishman was acquitted of terrorism charges in 2006, but was convicted of possessing dangerous weapons for which he served time. Ish Mafundikwa for VOA News, Harare.